Blog Talk Radio.
Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Never forget that chapter one is Drugs Suck. And you should read that chapter if you're ever thinking of smoking weed. I noticed that the Tea Party is starting to endorse a lot of women. I just got a an email that says the Tea Party is taking the fight to Texas, and they're recommending a very pretty lady named Elaine Hayes of Amarillo. And she has the license to carry. Well, carry me across the threshold, Elaine. Okay, so I do notice that. I think you're going to see it more and more. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. And we can use more decent women instead of what the Party of Death has been prancing around. Yeah, not so Rosie O'Donnell. Yeah, she's on The View now. Oh, what a view that is. Let's see what else we got. Syria's regime tactic against opponents, surrender or starve. That's a real mess in Syria. You got the Russians. You got the Bashar al-Assad's regime, who Nancy Pelosi visited once and licked his ankles. And she brought with her entourage as soon as she became a sneaker of the house. She commandeered a big, giant American jet plane, loaded it with booze, you know, aperitifs. Yeah, no six-packs. And she flew 41 demo camos to Syria to lick the ankles of Bashar al-Assad. I have pictures of three of them sitting around the Ottoman table with Bashar al-Assad, Nancy. And I also have a picture of Denis Kamikusinich, who looks and talks so kindly, but when he puts on his commissar's uniform, he shoots the women first. Yeah. Then the children. And who else? Oh, Bayonet, the babies, Banzai Nelson from Florida. He's the guy that blocked the door along with Terry, what's her name, Wasserman Schultz. The late, that's the woman, that's that communist woman in the Communist Party. She has like spaghetti hair, blonde spaghetti hair. As a matter of fact, when she comes to New York, the only people that can give her a hairdo are pizza place owners. And she goes to one particular pizza shop. It's Tony's. And when Tony's finished coiffing her, he always looks back in the mirror and he says, "What would you like on it? Sausage or anchovies?" Oh, male chauvinist pig strikes again. What am I going to tell you? So let's see what the tactics of the Syrians are. For the past 3 years, the regime of Bashar al-Assad in Syria, by the way, this is from the Memri people, M-E-M-R-I, they speak many Arabic languages, Farsi, I call it Farsi, and they Urdu, and they translate into English for us infidels. And they're pro-American. And for the past 3 years, the regime of Bashar al-Assad in Syria has been waging extremely bloody warfare. You know, one of the tactics is, like if they shoot a civilian in the street and they take the civilian in an ambulance to the hospital, Bashar al-Assad's butchers are in the hospital. They're waiting. As soon as the guy comes into the emergency room, they finish him off. Isn't that great? They will tell you, now don't take me to the hospital. I'm shot. Don't take me to the hospital. For the past 3 years, he has been waging extremely bloody warfare against his opponents, making no distinction between fighters and civilians, but remains unable to defeat them. Along with his use of chemical weapons, Scud missiles, heavy artillery, and barrel bombs, I don't even know what a barrel bomb is, the regime has been hermetically sealing off opposition enclaves, especially in strategic areas such as Damascus and Homs. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam. Since September 2013, there have been increasing reports of a severe humanitarian crisis in these areas due to food shortages. According to the reports, there have already been several dozen deaths by starvation and thousands more at risk. And I saw a refugee camp for these Syrians, women and children, because the men are fighting. And the only aid packages that were going in there were not from the USA. They were not from the U.S. government. They were not from those guys. And they were not from the UN. They were from Billy Graham and his, what is it called, Samaritan's Purse. And he is under investigation right now by the communist IRS. I wonder when they're going to change the name of the IRS to the KGB. And the KGB have changed their name. I think they're the FSB now or something. But it's the same old song with a different truncheon since you've been gone. The Syrian opposition has repeatedly alerted the international community to what it calls a deliberate policy of starvation. Prominent Assyrian oppositionist Michael Kilo, who is a member of the opposition's umbrella organization, the National Coalition of Opposition and Revolutionary Forces, henceforth the National Coalition, wrote in a London-based Saudi daily, Al-Sharq al-Assad, that the shadow of death hovers over nearly 2 million people residing in the besieged areas. The opposition has also called on the international community. That's a joke. If you don't believe me, ask 800,000 Rwandans. And somebody told me they saw something the other day where the UN was standing there in, somewhere in Africa, and people were being butchered, and they just stood there. So, and their excuse was, we have no orders. Gee, that sounds like Benghazi. Was it the UN that Obama sent to Benghazi to rescue the troops? Oh, he just didn't bother to send anybody. Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, dead men tell no tales. These reports made waves in the international community, and some states and international organizations did call on the Syrian regime to allow humanitarian aid into these areas, but to no avail. No, Bashar al-Assad is a butcher. The same month, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry wrote in Foreign Policy magazine, oh, he's a writer. Yeah, man, what a waste. The head of the State Department is Viet Cong. Can you believe that? Yeah. Okay, so basically, oh, man, there's a teenage kid. He looks like a Muslim. You know what a Muslim is? That's the people that were starved in Dachau. And Birkenau. Oh, my God. This Bashar al-Assad's got to go. And Al-Qaeda's got to go. And the Russians got to go. And we got to go. and leave these people to find happiness on their own. That is really sad. You got to see this guy, and he's got blonde hair. A lot of Syrians have red hair and freckles. You didn't know that, did you? No, you've been watching NBC. Al Jazeera. I worry about Al Jazeera. They get some good footage of what's taking place in countries that nobody pays attention to. But I worry about their sub-motive. And I keep an eye on them. I do like some of the things they do. But I got to remember, you know, you got to, like my mother used to say, consider the source. Like when I asked her about the Nile River. Yeah, life.com, pro-life news. The pro-lifers are fighting every day. Belgium approves measure allowing doctors to euthanize children. You know, that used to be a joke, a Benny Hill joke, where Benny Hill was dressed as a woman, and she had a teenager with her at the chop shop, and they asked her, how old is the fetus? And she said, 16 years. Yeah, a lot of mothers with teenagers can understand. Right, girls? When those teenagers come, and you've lost control of your little baby. Let's begin the beginning. I'm stopping this because something came to mind. I wanted to share it with you. There is, if you go out on the internet, I think Fox has it, a boy's mom was in the hospital for chemotherapy, and her room faced the garage, looking down on the garage, and her son went out on the top of the garage, and he wrote, "Mom and a heart, God bless. God bless you." And that was very moving. So now we'll go back to, oh, I've lost it. Begin to begin. Here we go.
Just to read.
How many musical instruments did you hear in that rendition, that a cappella rendition? A guitar. I don't know if they were drums, but I just heard a guitar. All the rest is harmony. Beautiful. Okay, back to memory. The Middle East Media Research Institute. This one is a little disturbing. Pakistani dailies. Saudi Arabia has asked Pakistan to dispatch two army divisions to the kingdom. According to the Urdu language daily Raznama Naya Akhbar, Saudi Arabia has asked Pakistan, you ready for this, to dispatch two divisions of its army, some 30,000 troops, to the kingdom as part of a bilateral defense agreement currently being formulated between the two countries. The report has it that Pakistani Chief of Army Staff General Raheel Sharif is currently in Saudi Arabia to promote the agreement. It also mentioned that there may be progress on Pakistan's sale of JF-17 Thunderjet fighter planes and Al-Khalid tanks to Saudi Arabia. The Daily Raznama Umat stated that the two Pakistani divisions will train Saudi troops. It mentioned that Pakistani troops have been deployed in Saudi Arabia in the past, but later the Americans began training the Saudi forces instead, which led to cultural conflicts. You want to hear a little tidbit? You know there's no alcohol in Saudi Arabia. Do you know why? It has nothing to do with the Quran. It has everything to do with an oil company party where a prince got drunk and killed either a Brit or an American, pulled out his pistol and shot him. And the prince was beheaded, and at that time, alcohol was banned in the kingdom. And that's the story about behind no alcohol in Saudi Arabia. It has nothing to do with the Quran. The Daily speculated that Saudi Arabia may be interested not only in Pakistan's military assistance, but also in playing a role in the talks with the Taliban. You know, the Taliban have all been hiding in Pakistan ever since Osama bin Laden killed in New York. It should be noted that senior Saudi officials recently made visits to Pakistan, which were reported in both the Saudi and the Pakistani press. Saudi Foreign Minister Saud Al-Faisal made an official two-day visit to Islamabad to strengthen bilateral relations between the two countries. At a press conference held upon the visit's conclusion, he spoke of thwarting the schemes of those seeking to spoil the relations between Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, hinting at Iran. He called to fight any attempts by external elements to exploit the security vacuum in Afghanistan and expand their influence among the Afghani people in order to kindle sectarian strife. On January 20, 2014, Saudi Minister of Defense Prince Salman bin Sultan bin Abd al-Aziz visited Pakistan as well and met with the Pakistani Chief of Staff. The two discussed the bilateral relations between the countries and deepening the military cooperation between them. According to reports, yet another senior Saudi official, Saudi Crown Prince, and Defense Minister Prince Salman bin Abd al-Aziz is to visit to Pakistan on February 15th to 17th and meet with the Prime Minister and sign defense and security agreements. Okay, so what does that tell you? It tells you that the Pakistanis are probably Sunni. That's my guess. Not knowing for a fact, but I do recall being in Kuwait and one of the guys that we were trying to do business with was Pakistani, and he used to brag about going to the mosque and praying with the big boys, and those were all Sunni mosques. So my guess is that that's the tie that binds them. And you can see that the Middle East is getting ready not to have to deal with the USA because they can't trust the USA. Nobody trusts the USA. Not even the USA. Yeah. Yeah, you do a poll tomorrow, you'd be shocked. Okay, so we said that. We sneak out for a tune. We'll come back to local politics. And you heard about the fight between Bill and Hillary Clinton today? We taped it. Here you go.
You dirty swine! I never cared for you, not once. I was always making a fool of you. You bored me stiff. I hated you. It made me sick when I had to let you kiss me. I only did it because you begged me. You hounded me. You drove me crazy. And after you kissed me, I owed you to wipe my mouth. Wipe my mouth!
Ah, true love. Today at 3:45 p.m., I'm listening to Mike Savage, or as I call him, Mike Sausage, on the Sausage Nation. And he's ranting against Sean Hannity. 45 minutes of the show was all about how I hate Hannity. Then he got a phone call from one of Sean's relatives, a polite Southerner with facts. Savage never misses a moment to call Sean Hannity the wallbanger. He has a hang-up about laborers who are in construction. Wait till he finds out O'Reilly used to paint houses. Savage took a media lie about a dinner that Hannity had in Washington, D.C. at Ruth Chris's Steakhouse. In attendance was Newt Gingrich, a real professor, and his wife. Ted Cruz, which in Spanish means the cross, was there. Savage referred to Duck Dynasty's holy man as the guy from Deliverance. How ironic that he uses communist tactics like assassination by ridicule. I still cringe from his attack on Greta Van Susteren when he called her Scarface. It is no wonder that women cross the street when they see him on his tricycle. He chooses his enemies well, the Catholic Church, the Tea Party, waiters and cooks. No wonder he sleeps with little dogs. Wait till he finds out that Jack Hatfield is gay. He plays obsolete Latin tunes, all two of them. He is the only guy who ever held a job in America. He's a self-made braggart on the It's All About Me show. On his show today, they went to a commercial during a rant, and when he came back, they went to another commercial. And that tells me, and sometimes they do two commercials back to back, but I don't think that was the scenario here today, because he was into about 1.5 sentences, and they went to another commercial. And that tells me someone was PO'd, that he was not listening to good advice, like keep your mouth shut. Since the time and network changes, Mike has been dying to destroy Hannity. Today, an article in the Daily Caller announced Hannity had spent $5,000 for dinner and left a $5,000 tip. I think it was the tip that blew his mind. I can just hear Savage telling some poor busboy that TIP is to ensure promptness, and that is why the busboy is not getting one. He was too slow to tie the lobster bib around his dog. He also hates children in restaurants with coloring books. Now you know why the dog and the doghouse. God forbid his water glass has lipstick on it, even if it's his. The only son of an immigrant in America who wore dead man's pants. I went to high school with a salt and pepper blazer. On the jacket pocket, you could see the needle marks where the fuchsia threads had been removed that spelled Hotel New Yorker. Yeah, dead man's pants? How about dead man's folding bed with a blood-stained mattress? How about dead man's rooftop TV antenna? Yeah, give me a break, man. A southern gentleman called in and said basically he was at the next table and was a relative of Sean's wife. He said the bill was $1,300 and a $200 tip. That makes more sense. And you know what? You know what that sounds like to me? If he knew that was how much it was, he either asked Sean's wife, or they all had to kick in, and they were splitting the bill. Why else would you know? If Sean was picking up the tab, what do you do when you pick up the tab? You grab the bill, you don't tell anybody. I got it. Don't worry about it. I used to do that, and then somebody would take it out of my hand, and I would wipe my brow and go, phew, that was close. Yeah, that makes more sense, $1,300 and a $200 tip. If Sean picks up the tab, so what? If the Tea Party picked up the tab and Sean makes a 50 grand donation to the Tea Party, so what? Have you seen how much Pornowood contributes to the party of death to little children and troops in battle? One thing is for certain, Savage did not have the facts and he jumped on Hannity. He is too obsessed with destroying Fox, but what he does not realize is he is self-destructing. Who comes up after? Hannity's best friend, Mark Levin. I watched Mike self-destruct on NBC when he was set up and fell right into the trap. A communist phone call stunt and an open mic, and Mike was finished. He did not know his audience. He did not take time to win them over. He just walked in from radio to TV, and he thought he was talking to his average listener. You can't assume that. And you know the word assume means makes an ass out of you and me, right? The sad part at the time when our country is bleeding from the eyes, we have the only alternative to communism fighting amongst each other. Savage did no good today but work for the communists. The communist I'm referring to is the Democrat Party. And they are totally united. Totally united. They don't care what it is. They stand together. If President Pinocchio Pants was performing on the Oval Office desk, in flagrante delicioso with a victim, the Communist Party and press would convince the American brainwashed that this temperature rise was due to global warming. Let us pray that this one-man turmoil sizzles out and we can all unite to win back the country we lost. I hung up after his rant, and I and Jimmy from Brooklyn called the show, I heard, to warn Cruz to be aware of Gingrich. Cruz and Gingrich were both at the table with Sean Hannity and the Tea Party. And Jimmy is worried about communist UN penetration of the U.S. government. Too many politicians take foreign money. And Secretary of State is Viet Cong. A bartender, a champagne, and I have a coupon. So hang in there, and we'll give you another tune. And then we will come back and talk some more. Blog Talk Radio, Spirit of America Party. You want to hear the Hanging Tree? You want Frankie Valli? Grease is the Word? We could do that. Oh, no, we can't do this. We can't do this.
We have no problems and we see the light. We got a lot of cash we got to hide. There ain't no danger, we can go too far. Just start selling those pardons, that's who we are. Greece. We are scoring big in tax monies like rain. The voters don't understand, it's just a laughing shame. Our lips are lying, only cash is real. Stop fighting ourselves, we got dinars to feel. Greece is the word. We take the pressure and we throw away. The Constitution now belongs to yesterday. There is no chance the U.S. will get that far. Once our pockets are heavy, put the rest in the car. Greece is the word. This is a life of confusion, a life of control, mixed with diffusion. Chuck Schumer just sold his soul. McDermott, Thompson, Banya scored lots of green. They went to Baghdad and they made the scene. Pelosi and Nelson, they danced the clone. Denounced the country from a Syrian throne. Backsheesh is the word. It's the word that you heard. The refrigerators are full, let's break the bird. Greece is the time, is the place, is the motion. Greece is the way we are crouping. Way we are crouping. Hey, get your nuclear secrets, and get your caribou rights, and get your trade agreements, get your higher taxes, get your open borders, press 5 for English.
Speaking of Greece, it looks like Mayor Nagin, what's his first name? Is his first name Ray? Ray Nagin, who accused Bush of drowning everybody in Louisiana? Yes. Is that the mayor that said New Orleans, his New Orleans will be all chocolate? and then he got caught taking a vanilla man's money, and now he's all fudged up. Yeah, we got a tune for Ray. I wonder if he's going to be in with OJ. Maybe he could cheer up OJ. Yeah, here's the tune for Ray Nagin. Guilty on 20 out of 21 accounts.
Your baby doesn't love you anymore. Golden days before they end, whisper secrets to the wind. Your baby won't be near you anymore. Tender nights before they fly, send falling stars that seem to cry.
Today, and he happened to mention that he knew an American that stayed behind in Vietnam after we left, and he was put in a re-education camp for 15 years. And he mentioned that, remember when we first went in and DM was a Catholic and he was roughing up the monks, and the monks started setting fire to themselves. So the CIA killed Diem. Remember that? And then they started putting all those generals in charge. Yeah, that's how it goes in the big world. Factions are doing their best to win power and control. And we're just little pawns in the game. Well, this guy told a friend of mine that the Vietnamese people are now setting themselves on fire. And he has pictures, and he says it's a horrible thing. Fathers set themselves on fire in front of their children. I guess everything's good, you know, now that the domino theory was disproven. Oh, communist lie. There's two people lie, communists and Democrats. You know what the last death row of a communist is when he gets caught lying and he has no longer has a way out or a fall guy to pass it off on? You know what his last words are? So what? Communist to Obama, we got your back. To think that being a communist used to be against the law. This is an article, and it's from Conservative Byte. To think that being a communist used to be against the law. With the Communist Control Act of 1954, you know who was strong in 1954? Joseph McCarthy, the only guy to fight communism in the United States. And look what they did to him. Beware of anybody that uses the term McCarthyism. They are communists. Now liberal, progressive, socialism, and communism are all synonyms. Check it out. With Democrats facing a real possibility of losing the Senate this November, the Communist Party USA has announced that the cavalry is planning to ride to their rescue by helping unite the left and stave off right-wing extremism. My friends, there's no such thing as right-wing extremism. I learned that early on from Jimmy from Brooklyn, who is probably the grand wazir of communist studies in the United States. The guy should have, he should be teaching in CIA school. He says there's no such thing as right wing. Right wing is mainstream American. Left wing is communist. The plans were announced during a web streaming event held by party chairman Sam Webb Wednesday, titled Taking Care of the Future, From Here to Socialism. Socialism is a nice word for communism. If you can't feed them, you can starve them. That's the communist slogan. The event was part of the party's national convention process, which will culminate later this year in Chicago, where the party was formed in 1919. Yes, the three bastions of the Viet Cong in the United States that destroyed the American military's will to win by stabbing them in the back are New York, Chicago, and San Francisco. Webb told listeners that there is no direct path to socialism and that to arrive at their destination, they would have to pass through different stages. That's what Jimmy says. One of the stages, according to Jimmy, is they have to go capitalist before they morph into the real ugly communist. He stated one of those steps was to work with other left-wing groups to press for issues important to the left. We can talk about shortening the work week, green jobs, restructuring the economy. We can talk about the demilitarization of the economy and putting those people back to work in jobs that are productive. Yeah, like Private Manning and KGB agent Snowden. Webb said that's the starting point has to be is this immediate engagement. But once we do that, many things, many things become possible, such as more radical demands. And then I got to go to another website to read it. So I'm not going to, but I'm going to give you some of the comments. Let's see what it says. He had their backs for so long, it's only natural that they return the favor. They're talking about Obama. The Communist Party USA is directly responsible for the deaths of millions of men, women, and children murdered by their allies in Vietnam. History records the war was won in Vietnam after the 1968 Tet Offensive. Every communist was identified in South Vietnam, and essentially the war was lost to the North Vietnamese communists. Along comes the Communist Party USA and convinces the communists in Vietnam to allow them to fool gullible American citizens into believing the communists won. Many remain ignorant of this to this day. Never underestimate the absolute stupidity of the illiberal American. Liberal, progressive, fancy words for communists. Communist occupational provincial government is what we are ruled by. They operate as any occupying force has through the ages. Heavy taxes, intrusive laws, KGB/IRS tactics, late night raids, random police stops, constant surveillance. This isn't Big Brother. This is the communist, I'm not going to use the word they describe, immigrants are planned when they first immigrated here from after the Soviet Revolution. That one, too, was slated as a freedom movement. This guy is, he's heavy. He's really heavy. Redistribute the wealth, a favorite of Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, and the rest of the Nancy boys, coined by Vladimir Lenin. My son just read about Lenin. No, Marx, Karl Marx. He can't believe it, that Marx was a bum, that he lived off a capitalist. Never had a job. From each of their own abilities to each of their own needs, blah, blah, blah. Hillary Clinton and Karl Marx, a.k.a. Moses Mordecai Levy, I don't know who that is. I'm tired of hearing about that G-damned piece of paper. George W. Bush on three separate occasions in reference to the United States Constitution, which they are all by oath of office sworn to uphold and protect against all enemies, foreign and domestic. This guy, he blames the Jewish people for a lot of communist activity. I cannot go there. I am a follower of a rabbi. Yes, his name is Jesu Christe. I cannot go there. America is falling, says Lightning Bolt. We have lost until I run out of ammo, break my knife, and they catch me trying to consolidate and reorganizing for a counterattack. I don't know what that means. This is a surprise. This is a surprise. I knew this a long time ago. Just look over Obama's policies. For sure, not American. We got to get away from the UN. The UN is getting too close to taking over this government. We got to get away from the UN. It is not for us. And here's a person that says, this administration is making Joseph McCarthy look like the JV team. What was wrong with McCarthy? McCarthy loved his country. He served his country. He was a tail gunner on a B-29 and a photographer on a B-29. And he became a senator. And he was totally anti-communist. And he didn't like the fact that after Hitler and Stalin made a pact to divide up Europe, that Hitler double-crossed the Stalin, and then Stalin took what was his from the original deal he had with Hitler. And all of those countries that fell under the boot of Stalin were slaves for at least go from 45 to 2000. 55 years. They were slaves for 55 years. Once you lose your country, it's very hard to get it back. That is really sad. Everybody says socialism is a failure, but you know what? They can eat at your house and your refrigerator for a long time before they go hungry. There is no such thing, here's a guy that says, liberty for all. There's no such thing as right-wing extremism, conservatism. It is just that, conservatism. Mainstream American, buddy, that's what you are. And the communist government should be illegal. Remember they told us there was no such thing as the domino theory? Oh, yeah? What happened to Laos, Cambodia? Imagine if we had lost South Korea. We lost China. That was before my time. But apparently, we lost China. We were the ones who did Chiang Kai-shek in. I remember one guy who I looked up to said Chiang Kai-shek was a pirate. Now you see what they got running at the Chinese government? They're all pirates. Yes, you know, it's no matter what the political philosophy, the guy on the top always makes the most money. And usually with communists, the guy on the top kills everybody that helped them get there. So let's go back for a tune, and we'll see if we can find something that warms the cockles of your heart. I don't know if this one's going to work. I got a feeling it's not going to work. Kill it real quick.
Warning, this MP3 yeah. download is...
Yep. Okay, that's a nice tone, too. It's, you know what that is? That's a Russian Our Father. Oh, that's another thing that Jimmy from Brooklyn is worried about. He believes that the Russian Orthodox Church is KGB-controlled. And I have to lean his way, and I'll tell you why. Before we got into Iraq, we had a boycott, and the boycott was oil for food for the poor Iraqi children. And Saddam was giving oil contracts to different groups of people. And it turned out that all the orders that were given to these groups that Saddam was giving the contracts to, the oil contracts, they weren't supplying the goods. For example, if there was a container load of auto parts going into Iraq, they were all junk parts. They were scrap crap. And the bill would read, you know, all good stuff, million, 2 million. And the kickback was going back to Saddam. So Saddam was issuing the check. They were cashing the check, and they were sending Saddam back their check or cash. And that's what was going on. So when Saddam fell, you remember the U.S. government, this victorious U.S. government, found trailer loads of paperwork, and they sent it back to Washington, D.C., to be translated from Arabic to English. And then you never heard more about it. You know, that's how the Democrats, they were turning it over to the FBI. You never heard any more about it. And the excuse given was we only managed to read 2% of everything that was in the trailers. And the reason was that Gupta, who worked at the Shell station across the street from the CIA, went back to Egypt. So they had nobody to read. It is sad, man. But there was a newspaper company that sprung up in Iraq, and I can't remember the name of it. And it had LMA something. And they got a hold of all the contracts that Saddam had done, oil for food. And I saw the list. The guy sent me the list. And that's when I learned that the fourth largest party in Iraq was the Communist Party. I had no idea. When you think of Arabs, you don't think of communist parties. You know, you think of Russians, but communism is throughout the world, and they are probably 40%. 40% of the world is communist, and they're working every day at the Supreme Court with the working through the ACLU to get another 60%. So this guy had a list, and he sent me the entire list of everybody who made money on oil for food. And I saw the contracts, and a lot of the contracts, I wouldn't say a lot, I seem to recall seeing three big contracts that were given to the Russian Orthodox Church. And it's really, you know, it's really sad. It's really sad. The United States is the only country that honors boycotts. If we say we're going to boycott Cuba and our allies are too, we're the only ones. Everybody laughs at us. The Brits will make a deal. They'll cut a deal. The Canadians will cut a deal. The Spanish will cut a deal. Yeah. If we want to boycott Iran, yep. And our allies are with us. The Brits will make a deal. The Germans will make it. What do you want, bunkers? Come on, we'll be over for the bunkers. Everybody makes a deal. The French make a deal. We're the only chumps that honor our commitment. And that's what worries me about the next war, that we're going to wait until we take the first hit because that's tradition with us. But George Patton said he didn't think we would survive a third recovery from the first hit. And that bothers me. So we're going to pay a tribute to the boys in Tennessee and anybody that's serving in the Middle East. Tens of thousands of Connecticut gun owners engage in statewide act of civil disobedience. When they tell you to come register your guns, do not do it. It is a violation of your Second Amendment right. And you don't have to obey unlawful commands. Tens of thousands of defiant gun owners did not register their semi-automatic rifles with the state of Connecticut as required by a hastily passed gun control law. The kids at Sandy Hook and the teachers that died with them, the 26 victims of one crazy kid who killed his mother, could have been stopped at the door by two armed guards and blown away, and everybody would have lived but him. And never forget this, a gun-free a zone sign never stopped a bullet. Tens of thousands of gun owners engage in statewide act of civil disobedience. Eventually, you're going to hear revolution talk. Frustration leads to revolution. But before we spill blood, there's a better way. You know what it is? Don't give them any money. On January the 1st, 2014, tens of thousands of defiant gun owners seemingly made the choice not to register their semi-automatic weapons with the state of Connecticut, as required by a hastily passed gun control law. By possessing unregistered so-called assault rifles, they are technically becoming guilty of committing Class D felonies overnight. Police have received 47,916 applications for assault weapons certificates. Now everybody's name is on it, and the cops got your name. And you see what they're doing now? They want all of the license plates that say pro-life on them. They want the names. Yeah, you're going to have two sets of plates. Yeah, from one when you can run free, and two when you're on the run. And 21,000 incomplete applications as of December the 31st, Lieutenant Paul Vance, Quisling Trader, told the Courant, or the Current. At roughly 50,000 applications, officials estimate that as little as 15% of the covered semi-automatic rifles have actually been registered. So if it was 30%, it'd be 100,000. If it was 60%, it'd be 200,000. No one has anything close to definitive figures. But the most conservative estimates place the number of unregistered assault weapons as well above 50,000, and perhaps as high as 350,000. Needless to say, officials and some lawmakers are stunned. If you think they are stunned now, you wait. You wait till you cross that red line that Obama is afraid to cross when it comes to dealing with Syria. He made the red line and he couldn't cross it. Due to the new gun control bill passed in April, likely at least 20,000 individual people, possibly as many as 100,000, are now in direct conflict with the law, violation. You know what Connecticut is? Connecticut is a loser state who elects loser politicians. And I'll give you a classic example. There is an attorney general who lied to the entire country that he was a Vietnam combat vet. And you know what the state of Connecticut did when they found out he was a lying bastard? they elected him to the Senate. Now he's in the Senate where he can do more damage. And every day he does damage to the Constitution. And here's some of the remarks. I live in Connecticut, the most overtaxed, in debt, per capita, liberal, disease brain state there is, and I applaud these wise enough to not register guys. Believe me, the day is coming when people, firearms will be the only way to take our country back. Hooray for them. Stand your ground, boys, men, and women. Yeah, women too. The Constitution and Bill of Rights does not require that you give up your rights. It is a limit on government. Do not register anything. It is none of their damn business. However, he said an aggressive move to prosecute gun owners in the state is not going to happen at this point. When will it happen? In the dark of night? When the orders come down from Eric Bagholder? Smart move, Mike. Some of those felons take the Second Amendment seriously and are unlikely to allow you to abrogate their God-given rights. You should consider the lack of adherence to this law as a fair warning. Folks, we don't need a bloody revolution. Just don't send them any money. They'll be out of business in a week. Stay vigilant, Connecticut. Shoot your accountant. Yeah. Yeah, glad to see the people are starting to stand up to this oppression. It is only a matter of time before we have bloodshed on the streets of this country. It's going to be sad. I tell you, before you shed a drop of blood, don't send them any money. That's it. Listen, just make sure you get a nice window in your cell. Yeah, don't send them any money. Starve them out, man. You know how long they can live without money, these tax junkies? They'll go cold turkey. They'll die from cold turkey. To conquer a nation, first disarm its citizens, Adolf Hitler. The strongest reason for the people to retain the right to keep and bear arms is as a last resort to protect themselves against tyranny in government, said Thomas Jefferson. A free people ought not only be armed and disciplined, but they should have sufficient arms and ammunition, and that means automatic weapons and tanks, to maintain a status independence from any who might attempt to abuse them. That means you have to have firepower that matches their firepower. I wonder if I got enough land for an airstrip here. I guess we'll just have to use choppers. Include their own government. And you know what George Washington said? The two wisest pieces of advice he ever gave us. One, avoid foreign entanglements, that means the UN, and two, in times of peace, prepare for war. And you know what we did on 9/11/2001? We didn't listen to George Washington. The Pentagon didn't have one Stinger missile to defend the whole building. All they had was a sign that said, "This building protected by ATD." It is sad. Wide open, face down, pants down, and we got it. We couldn't defend ourselves. The greatest military defeat in the history of the United States, performed all the way from Afghanistan by one very deeply religious Muslim. The very atmosphere of firearms anywhere and everywhere restrains evil interference. They deserve a place of honor with all that is good. George Washington. And nobody knows better than George Washington about how many guns do we need. The greatest object is that every man be armed. Everyone who is able may have a gun. Patrick Henry. Well, if Obama and Holden, the IRS and the Supreme Court can ignore and not abide by the law, the citizens of this country can do the same. Obama administration has made the rule of law a big joke, and by his actions and the actions of his appointed czars, he says cronies, I say czars. Another reason for Connecticut citizens, can you believe Connecticut is the state that gave us Nathan Hale? Nathan Hale, who said, "I regret that I have but one life to give for my country." who was hanged in an apple orchard downtown New York, who was betrayed by a cousin. And don't think that won't happen when everything comes down. He was betrayed by a cousin. And he was kept in a tent that belonged to the commanding officer, and he asked for a Bible, and he asked for a pen and paper to write a farewell letter to his mother. They denied him the Bible. They gave him the pen and paper, and just before they hanged him in the morning, the provost marshal tore up the letter to his mother. And you know what the provost marshal said? No one must learn of the bravery of this man. And what was he, 18 years old? And I think he was a graduate of Yale. Was it Yale? And now look what Yale turns out. Communists. And Harvard. Harvard turns out more than Yale, I think. We the people, but nobody beats what's the one down here in New York? That's the worst one, man. That's KGB school. I'm trying to think of the name. Columbia, the germ of the ocean. We the people have the right duty and responsibility to resist tyranny and the lawless laws that abet the expansion of its malignancy. So, there are people that are coming to realize that if this government does not abide by the Constitution, they are going to be replaced one way or the other. Should I play One Way or the Other, I'm Going to Get You? Who's that, Joan Jett? Joan Jett's not bad. Joan Jett is pretty patriotic. I think she entertained the troops. You notice not too many Hollywood stars don't want to be seen with the troops. Many of them don't want to be seen. Very few go out with the troops. Gary Sinise is an exception. I'll tell you who also was pretty good with Denzel Washington. I got some pictures of Denzel at a military hospital, and he's like family around a whole bunch of GIs. And you know who's really good with the troops? Regis Philbin. I got a picture of Regis reading a letter to a guy that's laying on a bed. He's missing one leg, and his other leg has got more holes in it than a Swiss cheese. And he's depressed, and Regis is trying to cheer him up. There are some good people out there, like that kid who said, God bless you, Mom. There are people that can bring you to tears, and there are people that can really get your Irish up. So we're going to close. And what should we close with here? We'll close with a tribute to beautiful Latino girls.
your mind.
Now that you are.
Now that you are mine.